A proposal for a cable car and cafe on Tasmania's Mount Wellington drew concern at a community forum in Hobart last night. The head of the state's tourism council says the visitor centre that's there now is an embarrassment, but a ban on commercial development remains in place. Felicity Ogilvie reports from the summit of the mountain.
The top of Mount Wellington is a windy and cold place, but there are plenty of tourists here. They've come for the spectacular views of Hobart and the River Derwent.
We're from Melbourne. I think Mount Wellington is incredibly beautiful. The 360-degree views are just breathtaking. It's also very cold.
When we were actually driving up here, we thought that would be pretty amazing to have a cable car, but we thought it might be a bit of a wild ride.
The idea of developing a tourist attraction on top of Mount Wellington was debated at a community forum in Hobart last night. The head of the Tourism Industry Council of Tasmania, Luke Martin, has a scathing opinion about the current visitor centre on the mountain.
It's a revolting, I think, visitor experience for people who make the trip up to go into that cold, drab, ugly, uninviting block.
Commercial development on the summit is banned, but that hasn't stopped Adrian Bold from planning a cable car. And in his vision, the cable car would leave from the South Hobart tip site.
It's overdue for closure, but it's a very large flat area, good, ideal for lots of parking.
His presentation included a slideshow, but a local lawyer with a rival idea brought a band. Madeleine Ogilvie has a vision of building a Swiss-style funicular railway.
Where you could actually come back through to the Cascades and have your lunch, counter meal, and, you know, a bit of cross-country skiing at the top.
Ms Ogilvie is related to the former Premier of Tasmania who built the road to the top of the mountain. The road was contentious in its day, getting the nickname Ogilvie Scar, and Hobartians are still protective about their mountain. One of the founding members of the Wilderness Society, Jeff Law, stood up at the end of the meeting and issued this warning.
By and large, we have a mountain which is in a very, very natural state, and that's something worth defending, and a lot of people will defend that.
That's the Wilderness Society's Jeff Law, ending Felicity Ogilvie's report.